Hey, Sarai Man, coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. It is official. The Broncos will be releasing Russell Wilson when the new league year starts. And they've already given permission to talk to other teams. Unfortunately, it didn't work out in Denver. There were some fun games. There were some highs, mostly lows, though, and disappointments during Russ's time in Denver. And we'll see what happens with him next. Looking at it, obviously, it happened a couple days ago. The Broncos informed Russell Wilson. I wanted to let it process a little bit. And obviously, we hoped the result would have been different. But at the end of the day, there were just things, I think, about Russ that didn't match with what Coach Payton wanted to do. And I know that that's a tricky balance beam or teeter-totter. In terms of, you look back to the John Elway situation years ago, and they decided to get rid of the coach and not the quarterback. But I think this was a different situation. Russ obviously had a disastrous first year in Denver. Really came in and wanted all these special things put in place, his own office, his own trainer, ability to, for the family or his family to get certain places where no other players' families were allowed. It just things like that. Really didn't screen team when he got here. Disastrous first year. I think he took a little bit of humble pie this year with Sean Payton. But it's interesting because he said he wanted to play for Sean Payton. And at the end of the day, Sean Payton and the Broncos decided, we'd rather take a massive salary cap dead money hit than keep you in the building. And I think some things that contributed to it is, while there were some big plays down the field, deep throws, Russ couldn't complete balls over the middle. Like, he just couldn't find the open receivers over the middle. He wasn't able to go ahead and pass in rhythm. And part of that, I think the Broncos probably knew that's what they were getting somewhat the first year he was here with Nathaniel Hackett. I think what happened probably behind closed doors is Sean Payton came in. They said, can you try to make this work for a year? And if not, we'll figure it out. Now, a lot of people in the NFL circles, on ESPN, a lot of the sports channels, calling it the worst trade in NFL history. Well, you know what? Don't worry, there'll be another one. There's always another worst trade in NFL history. You don't want to have that tag, but it is what it is. I respect the Broncos for cutting him now instead of keeping him another year, then owing him even more money to be back in the same situation. And in the NFL, you're judged by wins. Judged by wins. And I believe Russ in his time in Denver, if I'm doing the math correctly, I believe he was 11-19. Something around there in a Denver Broncos uniform. And, you know, that's not what we brought him in for. Simply not what we brought him in for. He was brought in with that contract. That contract spoke, you're going to be able to put this team on your back. Clearly, that's not what he was able to do. And we unfortunately got the reality check of that. Now, he may go somewhere, and he may go to a team because, obviously, we're eating all the dead money. He may go to a team that is just looking for a quarterback, a bridge quarterback, to get them to the playoffs or assist them to get to the playoffs, where they don't expect him to do everything. But we'll see. I mean, I've heard everything from Atlanta to Pittsburgh to the Raiders to him being out of football to him being in a backup role, which some people think he wouldn't take that, or a competition role. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But clearly, Russ's best years were behind him when he got to Denver, most likely. And I think the Seahawks and Pete Carroll knew that. I think they knew they were covering up for some stuff. And, hey, you know what? Sometimes it just works out that way. The Broncos were in need of a quarterback. We kept swinging and missing in the draft. We needed to do something. And so we went ahead and tried to reach for the fences, so to speak, and it didn't work out. So, at the end of the day, it's going to be probably another piece of humble pie for Russell Wilson, definitely a piece of humble pie for the Broncos. Now, a lot of people want George Payton fired. I don't know if I agree with that, and I'll tell you why. I still have seen certain reports that he was basically voluntold to go ahead and work out a contract extension for Russell Wilson before he ever took the field. That report has been out there more than once, and even if it wasn't, when you bring a quarterback with his resume into your program, you usually try to work out an extension anyways. That's just part of what goes along with these deals. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. Obviously, we're going to have to build through the draft. If we can get a good quarterback in the draft and have a bridge quarterback, we can build around that quarterback. It won't hurt as bad the next couple of years, that salary, those salary cap hits. It won't hurt as bad if we hit right in the draft. Just won't. But we're going to have to definitely build from creatively from free agency. We're not going after the high-dollar players. We're going to have to build through the draft. Probably going to have to bring in some cast-offs that we think deserve a second chance. So definitely a lot of things are going to go into the Broncos now to get through the next couple of years of that salary cap hit. But it says a lot that the Broncos were like, you know, we know what this is going to look like. We know how this is going to come across. We already know what the media is going to do. They're going to eat this up once we decide to release Russell Wilson. But they did it anyways because they believed it was what was best for the team in the long run. And really, thinking about it now and looking at Russ's post, saying goodbye to the Broncos, notice he didn't put Sean Payton in there, the one that he wanted to play for. Obviously, a little bit of falling out already happening right there. But a lot of times in Denver, just seemed fake at certain times. Certain times when he should have probably been a little more upset post-game, a little more upset on the sidelines, maybe a little more passion. It just seemed like a lot of stuff he did was just a little too well polished at times. And I think that's probably why you didn't have a lot of players in Seattle come to his defense and talk about how great of a quarterback what he was, or great of a teammate he was as their leader and quarterback. You didn't hear the word leader a lot. And I think we're going to get the same thing out of the Broncos players as time moves on. There were a few that liked him, that seemed to get along with him well, but obviously it seems like the majority, kind of like with the Seattle situation, while they don't like the situation it puts the actual Denver Broncos team in, it doesn't seem like it's this overwhelming blanket of support based on what the Broncos are doing in releasing Russell Wilson. So even Russ's thank you seemed a little fake. Regardless of your beliefs or whatever, he put in there, God's got me. Well, if God's got you, then he should have made you about 3 inches taller and able to read defenses and anticipate throwing over the middle. Sorry. just my opinion on that. So, you can put that stuff in there all you want, but at the end of the day, you didn't do the job that the Broncos brought you in for. You didn't play up to the level that the contract dictated, and the Broncos decided to move on. That's what they needed to do. And now that it's official, the thing I saw with Russ, his 2 years in Denver, the first year obviously was terrible. Second year, you saw a lot of ceiling. You saw a lot of ceiling with Russ's play in terms of the quarterback that he is now. And whenever they tried to go outside of that mold, I'd take the probably the Texans game, for example. When they tried to let it loose, it was disastrous. Obviously, he would throw an interception. I believe the Texans game, he had 3 interceptions, since I'm using that as an example. It was disastrous. So whoever picks Russ up is probably going to have to understand he has to work within this window, within this box, and we just need him to manage things. And that's probably why he'll end up in, I would say, if anywhere, Atlanta or Pittsburgh. I don't really see as much the Raiders right now. But honestly, if it's not one of those three teams, I don't really know where I would see him. Some people have mentioned Tennessee. But really, at this point, you know you're getting a bridge quarterback that has had kind of two messy breakups in a row. And usually, third time's not a charm with quarterbacks when it comes to this. I mean, there are quarterbacks that are the exception. I mean, Peyton Manning, when he came to Denver, great stint in Denver. Obviously, the last year we won the Super Bowl, he was not the same Peyton Manning. He was the same teammate, but physically it was deteriorating. It wasn't hard to see that. But he was such a great teammate that everyone wanted to raise their level of play around him and make sure to get that Super Bowl for him. And you never quite felt that with the Broncos players around Russ. There was a few times this year when Russ got hit and you noticed offensive linemen weren't picking him up, or they weren't making sure he was okay. They were just walking to the line of scrimmage getting ready for the next play. And you can't really fool players. You can't fool players. And I think some players kind of saw through maybe Russ the first year he was here. Maybe they thought it would change with Sean Payton, a piece of humble pie. But I think in the end, hopefully looking back a few years from now, it was the right move. As painful as it is right now for the salary cap hit, it was the right move for the Denver Broncos. and probably is going to put them in different positions now in terms of quarterback, ensuring that they allocate the money correctly and make sure they have the right individual and everything. And you kind of wonder where they missed in terms of bringing Russ in. I got to think it was probably checking with players that he had played with, maybe doing a little more of that research. Because obviously the things that came out after he got to Denver, I don't know if you would have signed him for what you signed him for and traded for him, gave away when you traded for him, if you would have gotten some of that feedback from the players that he played for in terms of him being a teammate, a great teammate, and a great leader. Something else, obviously, some former Bronco players, you can go find this stuff yourself. I'm not going to mention them specifically on here, but pretty easy to find. They kind of slammed Russell Wilson as he's walking out the door, so to speak, going, you know what? Didn't have those leadership qualities. Certain things we didn't see out of him that we've seen out of the other quarterbacks that were considered the greats in Denver. So even players that haven't been playing for a while, ex-players that probably just go to the games on Sunday or hang out at training camp and stuff, saw a difference. And I think that says a lot as well. So, I mean, you never want to wish anyone ill will. Obviously, we wish Russ the best. Wish he would have been a little more accommodating with the Broncos, maybe reworking the contract. Sounds like that had something to do with it too. My opinion, I know they say players don't give back money, but boy, when you know you're not performing up to the level of your contract, wouldn't you want to consider renegotiation? I mean, for example, I just read Von Miller just renegotiated his deal with the Bills to stay there. I mean, players do it. I know they say, well, quarterbacks, you know, don't give back money. You know, you don't give back money. No, other personnel positions renegotiate and lower their number to help the team out or renegotiate how the contract's structured. And Russ wasn't willing to do any of that. And I think it goes back to the teammate thing. Shows that he wasn't a very good teammate. I've tended to believe the Broncos side of how the whole thing went down with the injury clause. Just because the NFLPA, they claim there was evidence, there was recordings. None of that ever came out. And really that tells you at the end of the day, there was a lot of smoke being blown. And I thought Russell Wilson on his podcast interview with Brandon Marshall, I don't know, maybe y'all caught this. It seemed like the story changed a little bit. Russ's story changed a little bit. I went back and watched a prior press release, prior interview, and then there's one with Marshall. It changed a little bit. Now, the Broncos stance and George Payton's stance, from everything I've seen, never changed in terms of what happened. So, tells me that it probably was a little more as the Broncos put it and a little less as Russ put it. And I don't think they were out of line approaching him. I just don't. So I think anyone that was really desiring to stay here in Denver and be with this team long term and win Super Bowls, as he was claiming, like I said, that felt a little faked and polished as well. Also, why are you talking about Super Bowls? You just had two straight losing seasons. You had a losing season in Seattle before you left. How about get a winning season first? Why don't you show us you can do that first, Russ? And then you can talk about Super Bowls. How's that? Again, a little fake, a little unrealistic. A little too polished. And really, I wonder if that's what will come out eventually is maybe Sean Payton looked at Russell Wilson and said, man, there's no way the players can't see through this guy. No way they can't see through this guy. I've been able to see through this guy. I really wonder if that's what's going to come out in the wash eventually with this. So we'll see. Obviously, we really got to hope the Broncos hone in on their scouting, hone in on the draft. Get the picks right, get the correct bridge quarterback if that's what we're going to do, or get the right guy in the draft. And we got to hope that we can build it kind of, you know, the salary cap number is going to hurt, but we got to hope we can kind of build it as some other teams do. Some other teams build it from the ground up, homegrown and all that. You know, salary cap never truly becomes that much of an issue for them because that's the way they do things. And really, that's where the Broncos are back to doing. Or they're going to be back doing things for the next couple of years at least. But I think that might be a good experience for the Broncos. Stop trying to bring in these high-dollar players that don't work out or don't perform up to the level of the contract and keep growing your personnel inside the building. We've had so much turnovers of personnel, coaching, everything else. We need some stability. And I think, unfortunately, the slap in the face on the salary cap hit from Russell Wilson, I think is going to force some of that stability that we've needed for a while. I think it's going to force it. And at the end, I think it's going to be a good thing. It might be rough for Broncos fans the next couple of years. I'm not going to lie. I really have that feeling the next couple of years could be rough. I know we've already had plenty of rough years. Might go as one of the darker periods in Broncos history. But I got to think if we stay the course with Sean Payton, we stay the course with the coaching staff that we have, stabilize the building. Obviously, we've got a good ownership group that has had their growing pains as well, but clearly they're devoted to the fan base, upgrading certain things for the fan base, being more transparent for the fan base, and obviously wants to have a winner on the field. So patience is never easy. And in this day and age, it's especially not easy. It's an instant gratification society right now. And right now with the Broncos, it's probably not going to be that. And Broncos country's going to have to learn to be patient a little longer. Well, and I'll tell you this, lifelong Bronco fan. My first shirt was a Broncos onesie that my grandmother put on me, or one of the first shirts. I've been told it's the first shirt. Well, we'll just stick with that. I'm not giving up on my team. Not giving up on the Broncos. I actually give them a ton of props for making this difficult decision, realizing it wasn't going to work moving forward, instead of trying to stick with it for another year and having it even blow up in their face even more so next season. So we'll see what happens. We hit in the draft. We get some cast-offs. You never know. I mean, I even look back to the Broncos Super Bowl teams, the first two. They had a lot of cast-off players. Go look at some of the players on that roster. I think of Mark Schlereth, Ed McCaffrey. They were cast-offs from other teams. Didn't expect to do much once they were released from the teams they were with. And they came in and were all pros with the Broncos. It's going to take some magic in a bottle, lightning in a bottle again to do that. Here with what we got going the next couple of years. But I got confidence. Despite the issues some people have with George Payton, I feel like he's done some great things. He brought in Mims. He's made some good hits in the draft. And really with George Payton, I'm okay maybe with the Russell Wilson deal, maybe he should be gone. But again, I think it goes back to that stability issue. Change GMs again. We have to stay the course and stabilize a little bit. It's just not going to work if we keep blowing things up every year. So we will see what happens. Next up, likely the NFL draft, unless there's any other big stellar news that comes out of Denver in terms of any releases or anything, which could happen given the salary cap situation. But let's see what happens in the draft. I'm excited for the draft. I think there's a chance the Broncos will trade up to get a quarterback. They may sit still. It depends on who Sean Payton likes. There are a few quarterbacks that have basically gotten a little more notoriety, a little more praise, moved up on some people's boards. And there are some that are still considered to be low rounders in the first round. And if so, and Sean Payton likes one of those, they should be there when we pick in the first round. So we'll see what happens. But once again, this whole podcast was about Russell Wilson and the Broncos officially parting ways. And until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter, or as they like to call it now, X, at DDCR_BCB, or on TikTok at DDCR_BCB.